a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
The Senate will come to order. Good afternoon and welcome. We'll be led in prayer this afternoon to begin by our chaplain of the day, Pastor Levi Wilms of the Pierfort Pier Ministerial Association. Following the prayer, we'll be led in the Pledge of Allegiance by the page of the day, Jocelyn Hansen of Del Rapids.
Gracious Heavenly Father, I ask today that you would be with this body, the men and women, as they make decisions. I pray that the decisions made in this legislature will be a blessing to generations to come in South Dakota. I pray that together we might come to things that are good for our states, good for our people, that we might be productive and that we might also be good stewards and caretakers of the resources that you have given us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The Secretary will call the roll.
Senators Abdallah, Adelstein, Ahlers, Bartling, Bradford, Brown, Dempster, Frisley, Gant, Garnos, Gillespie, Gray, Hansen, Tom, Hansen, Gary, Haverly, Heideprim, Howie, Hunstead, Hunhoff, Jurstad, Kochak, Knutson, Maher, Merchant, Miles, Nelson, Nesselhoff, Nordstrup, Olson, Peterson, Roden, Schmidt, Thiessen, Turback, Berry, Valley. There's a quorum present, Mr. President.
Approval of the journal.
Mr. President, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Secretary of the Senate has had under consideration the Senate Journal of the 26th day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of this report. Respectfully submitted, Bob Gray, Chair.
Is there a second? The motion is to approve the journal. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Members of the Senate, we have some guests I'd like to recognize at this time. I'd like to begin with a personal privilege, and I'd like you to recognize and welcome my son, Chris, who is up in the gallery. Chris, would you stand? Also, Senator Hunstead would ask us to welcome and congratulate Olivia Esser, the 2010 Snow Queen. She's here with her Redfield High School class. Olivia, would you stand? Welcome. Also, Senator Bradford asks we welcome to the Senate gallery the Phillips Senior Government class, their teacher Jerry Rhodes, and advisors Kathy Peterson, Mary Lou Guptill, and Rick Coyle. Everyone from Phillips, please stand and be recognized. Welcome. Also with us, we have two prominent young people. We'd like to recognize and honor Murphy Dodds of Sioux Falls, who is the South Dakota Girls State Governor, and Daniel Miller, the South Dakota Boys State Governor, and commend the South Dakota American Legion Auxiliary for their sponsorship of Girls State and Boys State. Congratulations to you both. Senators Tom Hansen and Larry Roden also asked the Senate to welcome to the Senate gallery the Sunshine Bible Academy, and they're accompanied by Jamie and Cheryl McLean. Would you stand from Sunshine Bible Academy? Welcome. I mentioned that Olivia Esser was here with the Redfield High School class. Is that high school class with us? Please stand and be recognized from Redfield. Welcome. Senator Tom Hansen.
Thank you, Mr. President, ladies and gentlemen of the Senate. It's my pleasure to introduce to you our doctor of the day, Steve Schroeder from Miller.
Dr. Schroeder, welcome to you, sir. We'll move now to communications and petitions.
February 9, 2010, the Honorable Dennis Dugard. Dear Mr. President and members of the Senate, pursuant to the provisions of Chapter 41-2 of the South Dakota Codified Laws and subject to your consent, I have the honor to inform you that I have reappointed Susan Nippling from Buffalo County, Gand Valley, South Dakota, to the Game, Fish, and Parks Commission. This reappointment is effective immediately and shall continue until January 10, 2014. Sincerely, M. Michael Rounds.
The reappointment is referred to the Committee on Agriculture and Natural Resources.
February 16, 2010, the Honorable Dennis Dugard. Dear Mr. President and members of the Senate, pursuant to the provisions of Chapter 41-2 of the South Dakota Codified Laws and subject to your consent, I have the honor to inform you that I have appointed John L. Cooper, Hughes County, Pierce, South Dakota, to the Game, Fish, and Parks Commission. This appointment is effective February 16, 2010, and shall continue until January 10, 2014. Sincerely, M. Michael Rounds.
And that appointment is also referred to the Committee on Agriculture and Natural Resources for their recommendation. Reports of standing committees.
Mr. President, the Committee on Appropriations respectfully reports has had under consideration House Bill 1025 and 1026 and recommends said bills do pass. Gene Hunhoff, Chair. Also, Mr. President, the Committee on Health and Human Services respectfully reports has had under consideration House Bill 1275 and recommends said bill do pass. Stanford Adelstein, Chair. Also, Mr. President, the Committee on Local Government respectfully reports that it has had under consideration House Bill 1095 and recommends said bill do pass, and House Bills 1128 and 1149 and recommends said bills do pass and be placed on the consent calendar, and House Bill 1239, which was tabled. Jason Gant, Chair. Also, Mr. President, the Committee on Transportation respectfully reports has had under consideration House Bill 1033 and recommends said bill do pass, and House Bill 1171 and recommends said bill do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Mike Valley, Chair. Also, Mr. President, the Committee on Taxation respectfully reports has had under consideration House Bill 1252 and recommends said bill do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Tom Hansen, Chair. Also, Mr. President, the Committee on State Affairs respectfully reports has had under consideration House Bills 1016 and 1018 and recommend said bills do pass, and House Bills 1101 and 1059 and recommend said bills do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Thomas Dempster, Chair. Also, Mr. President, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that it's had that Senate Bills 14, 17, and 83 were delivered to His Excellency the Governor for his approval at 9:38 a.m. February 24, 2010. Respectfully submitted, Bob Gray, Chair.
Members of the Senate, I'd ask you to recognize and welcome Mr. Larry Rohr, who is the President of the Board of Directors of Honor Flight South Dakota, the organization that provides flights of World War II veterans to Washington, D.C. And I must say that I don't believe Honor Flight would exist as an organization without Mr. Rohr's initiative and leadership. So please help me thank him. I should also mention that Senator Adelstein was a generous donor to Honor Flight, especially helping the Rapid City flight that departed Rapid City last year. So thank you, Senator Adelstein, for that support. We'll move now to messages from the House.
Mr. President, I have the honor to transmit herewith House Bills 1018, 1046, 1057, 1107, 1135, 1138, 1155, 1165, 1181, 1192, 1201, 1224, 1226, 1228, 1240, 1254, and 1263, which have passed the House in your favorable consideration as respectfully requested. Respectfully, Karen Gertis, Chief Clerk.
Members of the Senate, the following bills have passed both houses of the legislature, and I am signing them in your presence. House Bill 1010, an act to revise the requirements for the compilation and printing of the legislative manual referred to as the Blue Book. House Bill 1017, an act to provide for state adoption of the 2009 Uniform Plumbing Code. House Bill 1028, an act to revise certain requirements for the provisional certification of interpreters for the deaf and revise certain authority to promulgate rules concerning certified interpreters for the deaf. House Bill 1029, an act to authorize the Board of Social Worker Examiners to deny, suspend, or revoke applications for licensure or licenses under certain circumstances and repeal certain physical examination provisions. House Bill 1035, an act to revise certain provisions regarding boat license decals and boat numbering. House Bill 1038, an act to clarify certain provisions relating to orders issued for examinations of certain insurers. House Bill 1043, an act to revise the risk pool rate methodology, to revise the number of risk pool benefit plans offered, and to revise open enrollment for uninsurable children. House Bill 1044, an act to make an appropriation to reimburse certain family physicians, physician's assistants, and dentists who have complied with the requirements of the Physician Tuition Reimbursement Program, the Mid-Level Tuition Reimbursement Program, and the Dental Tuition Reimbursement Program. House Bill 1081, an act to revise certain court automation surcharges and to declare an emergency. House Bill 1082, an act to permit counties to require criminal background checks for persons seeking employment. House Bill 1090, an act to revise certain provisions concerning the County Legal Expense Relief Fund. House Bill 1100, an act to revise certain provisions related to airport revenue bonds. House Bill 1102, an act to repeal certain provisions establishing the Walls Lake State Game Bird Refuge in Hand County. House Bill 1129, an act to provide for the early reinstatement of a student expelled from school under certain circumstances. House Bill 1137, an act to permit the Secretary of State to cancel a trademark or service mark registration under certain conditions. House Bill 1151, an act to authorize funeral establishments to operate branch chapels. House Bill 1152, an act to require the Department of Education to develop a framework for entrepreneurship education. And finally, House Bill 1176, an act to authorize certain licensed hunters who are quadriplegic to hunt using a designated hunter. Motions and resolutions.
Senator Knutson moves that when we adjourn today, we adjourn to convene at 1 p.m. on Thursday, February 25th, the 28th legislative day.
Is there a second? The motion is to convene tomorrow at 1 o'clock. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried.
Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 3, a concurrent resolution commemorating the 100th anniversary of South Dakota State of the South Dakota State Capitol. Senator Gant moves that Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 3, as found on page 432 of the Senate Journal, be adopted.
Is there a second? Remarks on that motion? Senator Gant.
Thank you, Mr. President. As we all know, this is the 100th year of our state capitol building, and I want to highlight some of the areas of the resolution on our great history of Pierre being the state capitol and the building of this building. Back on November 4th of 1890, the citizens of South Dakota selected Pierre over the city of Huron. And 6 years later, back in 1904, the state again went through a decision on whether or not Pierre should be the capital. And in that battle, it was Pierre versus the city of Mitchell. Finally, in 1905, the South Dakota legislature authorized the construction of the permanent capital right here in the city of Pierre. The building is based off a design similar to the Montana state capitol, and the planning process and construction costs were almost $1 million, which I couldn't even imagine what the appropriations process was thinking then on that. As you notice, there are many differences between the Senate chamber and the House chamber. And of course, the Senate is a much more lavish area than that of the House, which clearly exemplifies the reason for us being the upper chamber. But in reality, it was because the legislature, in their wisdom, gave both the House and the Senate equal amounts of money to appropriate for their respective bodies. So that's where we were able to spend more money on the Senate side. As we've all heard the stories about the Capitol with the different artists, and there were some 66 Italian artists who helped lay some of the tiles throughout the Capitol. And to date, we've only been able to find 55 of those very famous blue stones. And there should be 66 of them. So sometime, you know, when we're sitting around here wondering what we should do, we can go search for those 11 remaining blue tiles. Or we could assign the pages to that, I suppose. In anticipation of South Dakota's centennial back in 1989, the building concluded an extensive renovation that took through a number of governor administrations, from Richard Knipe to Harvey Woolman to Bill Janklow to George Mickelson. And during this 22 years of renovation, restored the building in its decorations, including tile floor, to its original appearance. With that, Mr. President, we are clearly privileged to be working in the same building that started this great state some 100 years ago. And with that, I would encourage the body's support of Senate Concurrent Resolution number 3.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks? Senator Klocek.
Well, Mr. President, having been here for one-fifth of the life of the history of this great building, I would just like to encourage you to vote for this resolution as well. And there's one individual that when you see him in the halls and throughout in the state that I think we should also thank, doesn't quite get enough credit for helping restore the beautiful Capitol, and that's John Moison. He helped do that. He did a lot of the work, and of course there were hundreds of other people that did too, but when you see John, just go up and shake his hand and tell him what a great job he and his group did in restoration of this, the most beautiful Capitol in the United States of America. Thank you, Mr. President, honorable members of the body.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks? Seeing none, the question is SCR3 and Senator Gant's motion that the Senate do concur in SCR3. As your name is called, those in favor of the motion say aye. Those opposed say no. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Abdallah?
Aye.
Edelstein?
Aye.
Ahlers?
Aye.
Bartling?
Aye.
Bradford?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Dempster?
Aye.
Frisley?
Aye.
Gant?
Aye.
Garnos?
Aye.
Gillespie?
Aye.
Gray?
Aye.
Hanson Tom?
Aye.
Hanson Gary?
Aye.
Haverly?
Aye.
Heideprim?
Aye.
Howie?
Aye.
Hunstead?
Aye.
Hunhoff?
Aye.
Jurstead?
Aye.
Klocek?
Aye.
Knudsen?
Aye.
Maher?
Aye.
Merchant?
Aye.
Miles?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye.
Nesselhoff?
Aye.
Nordstrup?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Roden?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Thiessen?
Aye.
Turbeck-Berry?
Aye.
Valley?
Aye.
Senator Dempster? Dempster? Senator Dempster? Mr. President, we have 34 ayes, one excused.
So the motion is received. An affirmative vote of a majority of the members elect. The motion carries, and SCR3 is adopted. Senator Abdallah.
Personal privilege, please.
Yes, that's granted.
I'd like to introduce the esteemed police chief from Sioux Falls, my district, Chief Doug Barthel. He taught Senator Thiessen everything he knew about law enforcement.
Welcome, Chief. I'd also like to, on behalf of Senator Knudsen and all the Sioux Falls area legislators, welcome the Sioux Falls Chamber of Commerce and members of Leadership Sioux Falls. Would you all stand and be recognized from Sioux Falls? Welcome. Members of the Senate, I overlooked one bill which has also passed both houses of the legislature, and I'm signing it also in your presence, House Bill 1185, an act to provide property tax benefits to the surviving spouses of certain disabled veterans. We'll continue now with motions and resolutions.
House Concurrent Resolution number 1009, a concurrent resolution calling for balanced teaching of global warming in the public schools of South Dakota. Senator Brown moves that the Senate do concur in House Concurrent Resolution 1009, as found on page 400 of the House Journal.
Is there a second?
Second.
Remarks on that motion? Senator Brown?
In what may be a first for the Senate, I actually have a complete amendment to the resolution which has been distributed. That's Amendment 1009-TB.
And does any member not have a copy of the amendment C-1009-TB? Is there a second?
Second.
Remarks on the amendment? Senator Brown?
Thank you, Mr. President. Clearly, the resolution in its original form perhaps clouded or muddied the issue which the intent of the resolution was trying to get at. What you have before you now is simply a statement that says We know that global warming and global climatic change is a theory that's in the process of being discovered as we go forward every day. As we do that, it's not clear what the ultimate answer is. Therefore, if we're going to choose to teach that in schools across the state of South Dakota, we'd simply urge those folks to take a balanced approach to that, indicating that this issue is not yet resolved. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks on the amendment? Seeing none, the question is the amendment. Those in favor of the amendment say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. Motion carried. Further remarks on HCR 1009 as amended? Senator Nesselhoff.
Thank you, Mr. President. Well, I very much appreciate the sponsor bringing this amendment, which makes this resolution much, much, much better. But I still can't support it. I think that there's a proper role to be played for the legislature in setting educational standards. I think that science-based education should be based on science. I don't think that we need to get to the point where we are basically, I realize this is a resolution and it's, for all intents and purposes, has no impact. But I think that we need to watch that we're not actually getting in and creating lesson plans. I think that's where we're intending to get with this. So although I do very much appreciate the amendment, Senator, I'm still going to be a no vote.
Further remarks on HCR 1009 as amended? Senator Tom Hansen.
Thank you, Mr. President. You're going to think my comment's somewhat odd, because I will say I don't care whether you vote for this or against it. But I think that, and I also take a dim view of we making statements that are, in this case, directed toward the education community with suggestions of what they teach or what they do not teach. And I also recognize that these resolutions, as I remember a comment a year or two ago, they have about the same effect as a fly on an elephant's back. But I would just ask you, as leaders in the formation of public policy, that you at least go back and read, and maybe reread two or three times, the resolution in its original form. Because those whereases are really, I think, very, very meaningful. Now, granted, they're contrary to what gets written in the popular press. They're contrary to what are reported by the social scientists and the political scientists. But there is some real concern with this. And I don't like to even talk about global warming, but I'd rather talk about it as a punishment for carbon dioxide, because there's no connection, no proven connection between carbon dioxide and temperature changes. And carbon dioxide is such an important component of our air. In fact, we as humans are one of the major contributors of carbon dioxide, because that's what we exhale when we breathe. So again, I would just implore you as leaders to go back and read those whereases, and I don't want this debate to go on. Again, a resolution is not worthy of a lot of comment, but there is some meat here.
Further remarks? Seeing none, the question is, HCR 1009 as amended, as your name is called, those in favor of the resolution say aye, those opposed say no. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Abdullah?
Aye.
Adelstein?
No.
Ollers?
No.
Bartling?
No.
Bradford?
No.
Brown?
Aye.
Dempster?
Aye.
Frisley?
Aye.
Gant?
Aye.
Carnos?
No.
Gillespie?
No.
Gray?
Aye.
Hanson Tom?
Aye.
Hanson Gary?
No.
Haverly?
Aye.
Heideprim?
No.
Howie?
Aye.
Hunstead?
No.
Hunhoff?
No.
Jurstead?
No.
Klochek?
No.
Knudsen?
Aye.
Maher?
Aye.
Merchant?
No.
Miles?
No.
Nelson?
Aye.
Nesselhoff?
No.
Nordstrup?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Peterson?
No.
Roden?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Teason?
Aye.
Trebek Berry?
No.
Valley?
Aye.
Senator Dempster?
That's right.
Mr. President, we have 18 ayes, 17 nays.
H.C.R. 1009, as amended, has received an affirmative vote of a majority of the members-elect and is declared passed. Any other motions and resolutions? Seeing none, we'll move on to consideration of reports of committees.
Senator Knudsen moves that the reports of the Standing Committees on Judiciary on House Bill 1047, as found on page 428 of the Senate Journal, also Education on House Bill 1160, as found on page 426 of the Senate Journal, be adopted.
Is there a second? The motion is to adopt the reports of Standing Committees. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed say no. Motion carried. First reading and reference of House bills and joint resolutions.
House Bill 1057, an act to revise and update certain provisions relating to dairy production and inspection. House Bill 1240, an act to create the South Dakota need-based grant fund to provide for the awarding of certain need-based grants and to repeal provisions relating to tuition equalization grants. House Bill 1254, an act to revise the requirements for the assignment of certain funeral benefits. House Bill 1226, an act to set certain age requirements for persons who sell malt beverages and South Dakota-made wine at certain alcoholic beverage off-sale licensees. House Bill 1155, an act to require the marking of certain anemometer towers used for wind energy testing purposes. House Bill 1018, an act to revise certain provisions regarding unemployment insurance benefit eligibility for part-time workers and to provide additional unemployment insurance benefits to workers attending approved training. And House Bill 1107, an act to provide for the renewal of certain non-resident commercial driver licenses.
The Secretary of the Senate and her staff just read the titles to a number of House bills that's required under the Constitution. The number and title of those House bills must be read, and so they read them simultaneously. Those bills have all passed the House of Representatives, and to become law, they must pass both bodies, and so they've been sent over to the Senate now for the Senate's consideration. The first step is to refer those bills to a Senate committee, and those referrals are as follows. To the Agriculture and Natural Resources is referred House Bill 1057, to Appropriations, House Bill 1240, to the Committee on Commerce, House Bills 1254, 1226, and 1155, to the Senate Education Committee, House Bills 1181 and 1224, to the Senate Judiciary Committee, House Bills 1201 and 1228, to the Senate Local Government Committee, House Bill 1165, to the Senate State Affairs Committee, House Bills 1046, 1135, 1138, 1192, 1263, and 1018, and to the Committee on Transportation, House Bills 1107. We'll move now to second reading of consent calendar items.
House Bill 1008, an act to codify legislation enacted in 2009. House Bill 1037, an act to revise certain provisions regarding insurance producer licensing. House Bill 1040, an act to revise certain provisions relating to life insurance refunds. House Bill 1063, an act to repeal the responsibility of the Attorney General to fix certain liability insurance limits for sheriffs. House Bill 1069, an act to revise certain provisions relating to the transportation of alcoholic beverages and to authorize transportation by religious organizations under certain circumstances. House Bill 1074, an act to allow copies of juvenile files to be provided to certain named parties or by court order rather than limiting use to inspection of the file only. House Bill 1089, an act to clarify permissible insurance policy provisions. And House Bill 1189, an act to prohibit discrimination based on domestic violence in life and health insurance policies.
Those eight bills, whose number and title were just read by the Secretary of the Senate, have all passed the House of Representatives, and they were referred to a Senate committee. And in each case, the Senate committee which considered them had no opposition, no opposing testimony, and the committee adopted a unanimous do-pass recommendation. And because they are not controversial, they were placed on what's called the consent calendar, by which all bills will be acted upon with a single vote, and no debate will be permitted, only questions. Are there any questions from any member for clarification of any consent calendar item? Seeing none, we'll now vote on the consent calendar, the 8 items. One vote will be taken. Those in favor of the 8 items say aye. Those opposed say no. The secretary will call the roll.
Senator Abdullah?
Aye.
Adelstein?
Aye.
Ahlers?
Aye.
Bartling?
Aye.
Bradford?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Dempster?
Aye.
Frisley?
Aye.
Gant?
Aye.
Garnos?
Aye.
Gillespie?
Aye.
Gray?
Aye.
Hanson Tom?
Aye.
Hanson Gary?
Aye.
Haverly?
Aye.
Heideprim?
Aye.
Howie?
Aye.
Hunstead? Hunhoff? Jurstead? Klochek? Knudsen? Maher?
Aye.
Merchant?
Aye.
Miles?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye.
Nesselhoff?
Aye.
Norstrup?
Aye.
Olson? Peterson,
aye.
Roden,
aye.
Schmidt,
aye.
Teason,
aye.
Trebek Berry,
aye.
Valley,
aye.
Senator Gillespie, Gillespie, Senator Gillespie.
Aye.
Oh, okay. Senator Haverly, Haverly,
aye.
Senator Hunstead,
aye.
Senator Nesselhoff. Mr. President, we have 35 ayes.
So the consent calendar items have received an affirmative vote of a majority of the members-elect, and the consent calendar items are declared passed. Without any objection, the titles are deemed correct. We'll move now to the second reading of House bills and joint resolutions.
Senator Knudsen moves that House bills 1042, 1027, 1048, 1051, and 1052, and 1056 be deferred till Thursday, February 25th, the 28th legislative day.
Is there a second? The motion is to defer action on the first 6 bills on the debate calendar until tomorrow. Any remarks? Those in favor of deferral say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. Motion carried. Those bills will be on tomorrow's calendar.
House Bill 1179. An act to revise certain provisions concerning the period within which tax deeds may be procured.
House Bill 1179 has now received its second reading and is up for final consideration. Any remarks?
Mr. President.
Senator Adelstein.
Thank you. This bill does nothing more than make uniform the granting of tax deeds to brought at the request of the Treasurer of Maine County to granting him tax deeds for property within a municipality or outside a municipality. It in no way affects the rights of the person who had not paid the taxes to redeem and gives no additional rights to the holder of the tax deed. It just simply makes it uniform, and in these days of easy communication, there's no reason to have them different. Thank you very much, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks on House Bill 1179? Seeing none, the question is House Bill 1179. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed say no. House Bill 1179.
Senator Abdullah?
Aye.
Adelstein?
Aye.
Ahlers?
No.
Bartling?
Aye.
Bradford?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Dempster?
Aye.
Frisley?
Aye.
Gant?
Aye.
Garnos?
Aye.
Gillespie?
Aye.
Gray? Hanson Tom?
Aye.
Hanson Gary?
Aye.
Haverly?
Aye.
Heideprim?
No.
Howie?
Aye.
Hunstead?
Aye.
Hunhoff?
Aye.
Jurstead?
Aye.
Klochek?
Aye.
Knudsen?
Aye.
Maher?
Aye.
Merchant?
Aye.
Miles?
No.
Nelson?
Aye.
Nesselhoff?
Aye.
Norstrup?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Peterson?
Roden?
No. Schmidt?
Aye.
Teason?
Aye.
Trebek Berry?
Aye.
Valley?
Aye.
Mr. President, we have 30 ayes, 5 nays.
House Bill 1179 has received an affirmative vote of a majority of the members-elect and is declared passed. Are there any questions on the title? Seeing none, the title is deemed correct.
House Bill 1062. An act to provide for certain mandatory training for county coroners.
House Bill 1062 has had its second reading. It's up for final consideration. Any remarks? Senator Abdullah.
Thank you, Mr. President. House Bill 1062 is a result of a summer study instructing the Attorney General to study the necessity of a statewide medical examiner. Minnehaha County and Pennington County are the only two counties in South Dakota that have forensic pathologists, and the one in Minnehaha County is retiring. So there was a summer study to determine whether we could have a statewide medical examiner. It was the unanimous vote of the committee to propose a statewide medical examiner, but because of cost restraints, it was put on hold. It was estimated to cost $2 million a year. As a result of putting that bill on hold, that study on hold, came House Bill 1062 requiring training for county coroners. Presently we have, I believe, 66 coroners, none of which are trained and none of which are qualified to make a death pronouncement other than natural death. In the caucus today, I agreed to tell a story from my past life when I was, and this is a long time ago, I was a 26-year-old deputy. And the state law requires the sheriff to attend all unnatural deaths. We were called to a hotel in Sioux Falls where the police department had been summoned, and they found a lady sitting on the bed with her head on the lamp table, presumably dead. She left a suicide note and taken a bunch of pills. The coroner was called. He came in and pronounced her dead and left. The Sioux Falls Police Identification Officer started taking pictures of every angle. He was down on his knee taking an upshot picture of her when her eyes blinked. She was taken to the hospital, and as far as I know, she's still walking around. That's the qualification of most coroners. They are not qualified to make death pronouncements. This bill requires a coroner's, within 1 year of election or appointment, to take at least 16 hours of training at the LTE, Law Enforcement Training Center. The Attorney General has agreed to do it at no cost. They have the facilities, they have the housing, they have the board, room and board. All it will cost the counties is the price of gas to get up here. We require our law enforcement people to be trained, our firefighters to be trained, our EMTs to be trained, and anyone in emergency response to be trained. We need the coroners to be trained, and I ask your support on House Bill 1062. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks on House Bill 1062? Senator Bartling?
Question to the sponsor.
State your question.
Thank you. Senator Abdallah, if the county coroner in a county is a medical doctor, would there be a waiver for that person to exempt out of classes? In my opinion, I think that person would be qualified.
Senator Abdallah, do you wish to respond?
Thank you, Mr. President. Senator Bartling, this bill does not provide for that. However, I can't imagine a doctor not wanting to take that 16-hour course. I am not aware of any coroner in South Dakota that is a medical doctor. The only opposition to this bill that I'm aware of is one county coroner, and I use that for an example in my argument in support of this bill, that I stated anyone could be a coroner, even a plumber, and it turns out we've got a coroner that's a plumber, and he's got to be trained, and that's what this bill does. And thank you for the question, but I don't have the answer.
Senator Bartling, you still have the floor.
Follow-up question.
Yes, state your question.
Another follow-up, if a county sheriff or a deputy sheriff is the appointed coroner, would they then have to also come and take those classes, Senator?
Senator Abdallah.
Thank you, Ms. Brennan. Absolutely.
Senator Bartling, you still have the floor if you wish it. Thank you, Senator. Further remarks? Seeing none, the question is House Bill 1062. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed say no. House Bill 1062.
Senator Abdallah. Aye. Alistine. Aye. Ollers. Aye. Bartling. Bradford. Brown. Dempster. Frisley. Gant. Garnos. Gillespie. Gray. Hanson Tom. Hanson Gary. Haverly. Heideprim. Howie. Hunstead. Hunhoff. Jerstead. Klocek. Knudsen. Maher. Merchant. Miles. Nelson. Nesselhoff. Norstrup. Olson. Peterson. Senator Peterson. Roden. Schmidt. Thiessen. Turbach Berry. Valley. Senator Bradford. Mr. President, we have 34 ayes, one nay.
House Bill 1062 has received an affirmative vote of a majority of the members elect and is declared passed. Without objection, the title is deemed correct.
House Bill 1064, an act to establish a process for persons exposed to certain blood-borne infections to require testing for blood-borne pathogens and to provide for the confidentiality of the source individual.
House Bill 1064 has had its second reading and is now up for final consideration. Any remarks? Senator Thiessen.
Thank you, Mr. President, members of the body. House Bill 1064 comes from the Attorney General's office. We already have a law that allows for testing of certain persons if they've been exposed to blood-borne pathogens through contact with the people in the community. That list is being expanded under this bill to include emergency medical workers, law enforcement, forensic lab employees, funeral directors, and even Good Samaritans. This will ensure that if they believe through exchange of bodily fluids that they have been exposed to blood-borne pathogens, they may petition the court, and if they show probable cause, the court will require testing of the person that they had contact with. And as a reminder, the last portion of the bill ensures the confidentiality of those results. Appreciate your support. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks? Seeing none, the question is House Bill 1064. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed say no. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Abdallah.
Aye.
Adelstein.
Aye.
Ahlers.
Aye.
Bartling.
Aye.
Bradford.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Dempster.
Aye.
Frisley.
Aye.
Gant.
Aye.
Garnos.
Aye.
Gillespie.
Aye.
Gray.
Aye.
Hanson Tom.
Aye.
Hanson Gary. Haverly.
Aye.
Heideprim.
Aye.
Howie.
Aye.
Hunstead.
Aye.
Hunhoff.
Aye.
Jerstead. Klocek.
Aye.
Knudsen.
Aye.
Maher.
Aye.
Merchant.
Aye.
Miles.
Aye.
Nelson.
Aye.
Nesselhoff.
Aye.
Norstrup.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Roden.
Aye.
Schmidt. Thiessen.
Aye.
Turbach Berry.
Aye.
Valley.
Aye.
Senator Dempster. Senator Dempster. Senator Dempster. Senator Hanson Gary.
Aye.
Senator Jerstead. Jerstead. Senator Jerstead. Mr. President, we have 34 ayes, one excused.
House Bill 1064 has received an affirmative vote of a majority of the members elect that is declared passed. Without objection, the title is deemed correct.
House Bill 1065, an act to establish quarterly escrow payments by non-participating tobacco manufacturers.
House Bill 1065 has had its second reading and is now up for final consideration. Any remarks? Senator Valley.
Thank you, Mr. President. House Bill 1065 was brought to us by the Attorney General. In the tobacco settlement back in the late 1990s, there's two ways you could pay your obligation. One was being a part of the master settlement agreement. The other was to place the funds in an escrow account, a qualified escrow account. Previously, this method, on the second method, you did this on a yearly basis. What this bill does, it makes you pay this to the escrow account on a quarterly basis. The reason is twofold. One is the time value of money, and the second is that if you are in trouble, it will help with enforcement issues because they'll be able to know if you're having problems because it's on a quarterly basis rather than on a yearly basis, and they can take enforcement actions. So it passed out of the committee unanimously, and I would urge your support.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks on 1065? Seeing none, the question is House Bill 1065. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Abdallah?
Aye.
Adelstein?
Aye.
Ahlers?
Aye.
Bartling?
Aye.
Bradford?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Dempster?
Aye.
Frisley?
Aye.
Gant?
Aye.
Garnos?
Aye.
Gillespie? Gray?
Aye.
Hanson Tom?
Aye.
Hanson Gary?
Aye.
Haverly?
Aye.
Heideprim?
Aye.
Howie?
Aye.
Hunstead?
Aye.
Hunhoff?
Aye.
Jurstead?
Aye.
Klocek?
Aye.
Knudsen?
Aye.
Maher?
Aye.
Merchant?
Aye.
Miles?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye.
Nesselhoff?
Aye.
Nordstrup?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Roden?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Thiessen?
Aye.
Terbeck-Berry?
Aye.
Valley?
Aye.
Senator Gillespie?
Aye.
Mr. President, we have 35 ayes.
House Bill 1065 has received an affirmative vote of a majority of the members-elect and is declared passed. Without objection, the title is agreed to.
House Bill 1070. An act to revise certain provisions relating to the voidability of gambling contracts.
House Bill 1070 has had its second reading. It's up for final consideration. Any remarks? Senator Valley.
Thank you, Mr. President. 1070 is an act that's relating to the voidability of gambling contracts. It amends a law that came in 1939 that deals with illegal gambling. And back at that time, there was no legalized gambling in the state. What existing law says is that if a debt stems either in whole or in part from illegal gambling, then the whole debt is void and need not be repaid. Well, this came to a head in a case in South Dakota, and this does not affect that case. It's been decided by the Supreme Court in a 3-2 decision. But some gentlemen got into a card game. One of the gentlemen lost $1,500 in that card game. Subsequent to that, he also borrowed $30,000 from him for his business or whatever, and that was a legitimate loan. That person then went and sued and said, because of the law, I don't owe either the $1,500 or the $30,000 loan that was a legitimate loan. He won that case. What HB 1070 does is it changes the law to say that if a debt is partially from illegal gambling and partially a legitimate debt, that only the part from the illegal gambling will be void and the legitimate portion is valid. I would urge your support.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks? Seeing none, the question is House Bill 1070. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Abdallah?
Aye.
Adelstein?
Aye.
Ahlers?
Aye.
Bartling?
Aye.
Bradford?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Dempster?
Aye.
Frisley?
Aye.
Gant?
Aye.
Garnos?
Aye.
Gillespie?
Aye.
Gray?
Aye.
Hanson Tom?
Aye.
Hanson Gary?
Aye.
Haverly?
Aye.
Heideprim?
Aye.
Howie?
Aye.
Hunstead?
Aye.
Hunhoff?
Aye.
Jurstead?
Aye.
Klocek?
Aye.
Knudsen?
Aye.
Maher? Merchant?
Aye.
Miles?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye.
Nesselhoff?
Aye.
Nordstrup?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Roden?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Thiessen?
Aye.
Terbeck-Berry?
Aye.
Valley?
Aye.
Mr. President, we have 35 ayes.
House Bill 1070 has received an affirmative vote of a majority of the members-elect and is declared passed. Without objection, the title is agreed to.
House Bill 1073.
Mr. President.
an act to clarify certain provisions relating to a court's continuing jurisdiction to revoke probation or a suspended execution of sentence.
House Bill 1073 has had its second reading and is now up for final consideration. Any remarks?
Mr. President.
House Bill 1073 comes to us out of judiciary at the request of the Chief Justice. This is a good bill, and I want to tell you just a bit about it. The bill clarifies the difference between a suspended execution of sentence and a suspended sentence, and who has the jurisdiction over that defendant. This is in joint cooperation between UJS and the DOC. Furthermore, it says this: if a person is granted probation or receives a suspended execution of sentence, they remain under the jurisdiction of the judiciary branch through the court service officers. In the event a person is receiving such a sentence violates the conditions of their probation or suspended execution of the sentence the court has given them, that sentence has the authority to be the sentence has the authority to revoke that sentence. A person that receives a suspended sentence or is on parole is under the jurisdiction of the Board of Pardons and Paroles for supervision and revocation purposes. Lastly, this is implied in existing law. This is implied in existing law and practiced, but there are no clear provisions clarifying this, and that is the intent of this bill. The bill actually is really good, and it just brings clarification to our system, and it's already an existing law, and it's a good thing, and I think we should vote for it. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks? Seeing none, the question is House Bill 1073. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed say no. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Abdallah?
Aye.
Adelstein?
Aye.
Ahlers?
Aye.
Bartling?
Aye.
Bradford?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Dempster?
Aye.
Frisley?
Aye.
Gant?
Aye.
Garnos?
Aye.
Gillespie?
Aye.
Gray?
Aye.
Hanson-Tom?
Aye.
Hanson-Gary? Haverly?
Aye.
Heideprim?
Aye.
Howey?
Aye.
Hunstead?
Aye.
Hunhoff?
Aye.
Durstead?
Aye.
Klocek?
Aye.
Knudsen?
Aye.
Maher?
Aye.
Merchant?
Aye.
Miles?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye.
Nesselhoff?
Aye.
Norstrup?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Roden?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Thiessen?
Aye.
Trebek Berry?
Aye.
Valley?
Aye.
Senator Trebek Berry? Trebek Berry. Mr. President, we have 34 ayes, one excused.
House Bill 1073 has received an affirmative vote of a majority of the members elect and is declared passed. Without objection, the title is agreed to. Senator Knudsen?
Thank you. At this time, Mr. President, I would like to move that we defer the balance of our calendar until tomorrow.
Second.
Moved and seconded to defer the balance of the calendar until tomorrow. Any remarks? Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no.
No.
Motion carried. Are there any announcements? Senator Garnos?
There will be no education meeting tomorrow morning. No education meeting.
Senator Abdallah?
Thank you, Mr. President. There will be a Judiciary Committee meeting at 7:45 a.m. tomorrow morning, room 413. Education doesn't have anything to do.
Please give the Senator your attention.
Judiciary meeting 7:45 a.m. tomorrow, room 413. We have a full schedule, so please be on time.
Senator Roden?
Thank you, Mr. President. House Ag and Natural Resources tomorrow morning, 10 o'clock. Same time, same place. Thank you.
Further announcements? Senator Ahlers?
Intern committee immediately after session in room 414, I believe they'll be debating the death penalty.
Further announcements? Senator Nostrup?
Thank you, Mr. President. No appropriation meeting tomorrow.
Thank you, Senator. Any further announcements? Senator Olson?
Thank you, Mr. President. Commerce tomorrow, room 423 at 10 o'clock.
Any further announcements? I have one announcement, just a reminder, the conference committee meeting on House Bill 1014, the act to define trophy and non-trophy antelope, etc., is at 4 o'clock today, room 412. Involves Senators Roden, Valley, and Peterson, 4 o'clock, room 412. Any other announcements? Seeing none, a motion. Senator Roden, do you have an announcement?
I have a correction to make. It's Senate Ag and Natural Resources.
Senate Ag, yes. Thank you, sir. Any further announcements? Seeing none, a motion to adjourn is in order.
Senator Nesselhoff moves that the Senate do now adjourn.
Is there a second? Those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. We're adjourned.